Fred Film Radio. Silent Film Festival, Pordenone, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2017 Giornate del Cinema Muto, and that's the Pordenone Silent Film Festival. And I'm very pleased to be joined by Rob Byrne, president of the San Francisco Silent Film Festival. Thank you very much for joining us.
Oh, it's really my pleasure to be here.
It's actually surprisingly the first time that we get to talk about this wonderful festival. What can you tell our listeners about it?
This festival is really a celebration of the first 30 years of cinema. We call it the silent era, but it's really such much more than that, and people tend to stereotype what films of that era were really like. But it's really rich artistically and culturally, and the festival here in particular is an eight-day sort of celebration, all day, every day, back-to-back films from around the world from those first 30 years.
When we say the first 30 years, that might seem like that's not a very long time. But in fact, it was a really rich period in the history of cinema.
Well, it really was. I mean, if you want to think of one corollary I like to make between the silent era is to think of the internet. Think of what the internet was 30 years ago and how primitive and, you know, people were really exploring what the medium was like and where it was. A website you might have visited 30 years ago from where it is today, film went through that same explosion of discovery, both of technical advancement and also of a cultural understanding of what could be done with the medium. Our festival, the San Francisco Silent Film Festival, really tries to show, again, the sort of the whole breadth of the silent era. So we had films from as early as 1895 all the way out to 1931, and from American films, Japanese films, Russian, German, French, sort of exploring the whole phenomenon, the worldwide phenomenon of what was then the very new art of motion picture. Some of our highlights this year was, well, one of our little gems was Now We're in the Air, which we're also showing here in Pordenone, which was just a fragment of a film. It was an American feature-length film starring the iconic actress Louise Brooks. We found a small piece of this film working with the Czech National Archive in Prague. They have about 20 minutes of the film, and we were able to restore that and bring that back to audiences. We showed Body and Soul, which was an African-American production. There was a completely separate cinema in America from black and white, so there were also black productions that were predominantly black audiences shown in black cinemas. We had Philibus, which was a wonderful, short, creative film from the I Film Museum in Netherlands. We had Battleship Potemkin, which is, of course, the very classic Sergei Eisenstein film from Russia. We had Silence, which is a newly discovered or rediscovered Cecil B. DeMille feature that was restored last year. And Serge Bromberg's amazing new restoration of the dinosaur feature, as we call it, maybe the first great special effects film, The Lost World. All of these were some sort of a sample of the things we showed in our festival.
So we actually go from like the more famous titles to even some of the lesser known titles, and I think that's quite important.
Yeah, it's important to us too, because we have two types of audiences. While we have a lot of specialists that really know silent film and have seen a lot, so we can't just rely on the well-known films. But the other time, we really want to introduce the silent era to new people, people that might be seeing their first silent film. So often it's very surprising to me when we show a film that I think, oh, everybody's seen this film 100 times, and it's new to so many people, and it's so wonderful, such a fun part of the programming and of the festival to sort of expose those great classics to people that haven't seen them before.
Now, you mentioned a title, Now We're in the Air, that screened at San Francisco, and now is screening in Pordenone here. Actually, I personally watched as well, the 20 minutes of the film that were presented here, and I'd like to know a little bit more about it. Like, why is this such a cool find?
It's really a cool find. I mean, the film is okay. It's, it was a comedy. It's really we talk about it now today as a Lost Louise Brooks feature, but the film itself was really the headliners were Wallace Beery and Raymond Hatton, and they were a comedy team that did a number of a series of comic features based around the American military. So Now We're in the Air was about airplanes. You know, there's another one where they're soldiers, and there's another one where they're in the Navy. So this was one of that series. But why it's important to us today is because it also features Louise Brooks, who plays two roles. She plays sisters in the film. And one wonderful thing about... So a lot of things about Louise Brooks is that so many of the films that she made in America are lost today or only survive in fragments. There's not, you know, there's films that there are no copies that survive. So it's really nice to have even a little glimpse of her in some of these American films. The other thing is there's a very iconic set of photographs of her in this costumes from the film that everybody has seen the images 100 times, these great still images. And then to all of a sudden see those still images come to life on the screen, even just briefly, is really a special thing.
But where did you find it?
I was last summer, I was on a research project. I spent a week at the Czech National Archive in Prague. And my mission was to looking through what American films that they had, unpreserved silent era films. And I just had a long list of things I wanted to look for. And it's not such a great discovery that I was, you know, crawling through the dirt and found this can and opened it up and there it was. I asked if they had it and they said, well, yes. So it was really quite simple. So I was able to look at it and it was, I was very excited because they just said yes. And I thought, oh, we have the whole film. And then they said, well, it's only part. But still just seeing what they had was special enough to restore and to bring back to the world.
It goes to show that, I guess, sometimes, you know, the films are there. It's just you need people to look for them and find them.
Oh, absolutely. I think there is still so much to be discovered. When I started really starting silent era films and these things, the aura of a lost film was such a special thing. Oh, my God, it's lost, and there's this treasure hunt, and they find. And I've come to understand that things surface all the time. There are so many things that are still out there to be found, and I think actually there will be so much that starts to come to light in a couple of years from now when American copyrights start expiring on more films. I also think that there are films that are sitting out there that people know where they are, but they're waiting for the copyrights to expire.
That's the thing that might be worth discussing in another interview. But for now, I'm aware that we're running out of time, so I want to ask you one more question, because as I said in the introduction, we are at the Pordenone Silent Film Festival, and I just wanted to ask you, what have you seen and what did you like here?
Ah, there's been so many great things so far, and I think we're just beginning. I mean, there were some old favorites. The festival opened with The Wind, Victor Seastrom's The Wind, starring Lillian Gish, who, talk about people that you can't take your eyes off of. Her performance in that film was amazing. Opening night, again, The Crowd, King Vidor's epic, is just, again, a film I've seen 1,000 times, and I could see 1,000 more times. Eleanor Boardman in that film, and King Vidor's photography and direction is fantastic. We saw, you know, so those are some of the classics you see. I think there were some other great little discoveries. There was a film yesterday, and now I'm going to blank on the name of it, a little Italian film that I didn't know anything about, but I just watched it just to, you know, that's what you do, right? It's actually, this festival is more about discovery. And it was completely delightful. It's been just a number of things, yeah. New discoveries as well as old friends, you know.
The thing is that when silent films play on a big screen, you can't take your eyes off it in general, I think. It's wonderful to just keep watching them over and over, and sometimes you even forget the titles of some of the movies that you watch, but that's what happens.
Oh, absolutely. I think there is no substitute for seeing on the big screen. I think you can get away with modern films on a smaller screen, but these films were made to be seen big. And there is so much detail in the frame. There's films I've seen on DVD, you know, over and over and over again, and then you see them on the big screen, and all of a sudden, it's a completely different experience. First of all, you're completely engrossed and immersed in the film, unlike you are in watching a DVD or, God forbid, on your phone or something like that. But also, there's the live music, but there's also just these were stories meant and built told visually, so it's an entirely visual medium, and once you get sucked into that, not only do you get sucked into the film, but the visual detail, there's so much that comes to life. Films that you see, and like, oh, there's a sign in the background. Oh, that's giving me information. Or I'm noticing this detail in dress or in the settings or something that are actually part of telling the story that you don't see on a small screen.
With that, I thank you very much for joining us. It's a great pleasure.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.